The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَوْ يُوْ هُوْ بِلِيْهِ اسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, now we invite you to listen to a speech by Sheikh Hamza Sodagin.
Discussing the Battle of Ahzab, that's one of the central themes of the chapter. And it is because of that theme that the chapter is titled Al-Ahzab, because of the Battle of Al-Ahzab. Arguably the most difficult battle that the Prophet fought, although there was least bloodshed, not even a full day each of those, but Ahzab took about a month. They were holding their grounds for an entire month. Eating was difficult, sleeping was difficult, praying was difficult, moving about near the trench was difficult. They would get shot for an entire month. That's a very difficult battle. And it's not just the physical sight of those arrows coming or what have you. It's the anxiety of for the weak believers, as the Quran describes. But generally for people who are ordinary or people who don't have that strong faith, any moment there's just thought, without believing in God assisting, without believing in God helping, there's always this thought, okay, are they going to be breaking through this trench today, tomorrow? How much can we stand? They seem to be a lot stronger. They have a lot more numbers and all that happening. So it's not just the physical aspect of it. The psychological aspect of it is very difficult to deal with. And a lot of times the battle of minds and the willpower between the two groups, that's the battle that is most difficult. And it's the more important battle. If that battle, one group wins over the other, then they will be able to make progress in the physical battle as well. Anyhow, when they started that battle, it was this, oh my God, what are we going to do? This, that, the other. But a month went by. The most difficult battle of the Prophet ended with the least number of casualties on the Prophet's side. And on both sides, okay, there was less fighting. And least on the side of the Prophet, because of the believers being steadfast, continuing on the path. The other promises are there too. Yes, God said, وَلَيَنْصُرَنَّ اللَّهُ مَنْ يَنْصُرُهُ. God will most definitely assist those who assist him. That came true. That's very clear. Yes, it happened. But when you see the enemies, in order for us to make the choice that would lead to the other promise, the promise of victory come true, we are required to remember, hey, if they come, instead of that being a sign to say, okay, I made a mistake in choosing this path, it should be a time that you reflect like, oh, the Quran said this, and I'm actually more sure that this is the path of Hussein, because Hussein said, if you follow my path, I'm following the path of the Quran. If you follow my path, if you follow the path of the Quran, the enemies will come your way. They came. All right. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah alladhi sadaqana wa'adah. He made his promises come true. We're seeing it. Some of us, unfortunately, again, as much as we may hear this, because a lot of times people don't hear this, especially out here, it's not being repeatedly mentioned. There's speakers that instead of mentioning what the Quran says, they like to mention things that they themselves don't believe in this, unfortunately. There are speakers with imamah and without that don't believe in this. They don't believe in it. What's the sign? They're not willing to take any measure that causes the enemies of Islam to come their way. As soon as they see something may cause the enemies of Islam to come their way, they change that part of Islam, they silence it, they shut it off before it is even time for the enemies to maybe show up at their doorsteps. Well, they're not going to talk about it. They're not going to mention that. Those who listen to this type of material, who listen to the material from the Quran, know that this is going to come your way. If you're not ready for it, if you don't remind yourself, then when that happens, we call it panic mode, but panic mode is really the mode of those weak believers that were described in those verses, those earlier verses. That's exactly how they behave. Like, oh my God, what do we do here? We're done for. What can I do? How can I escape this situation? Look, you were told they're coming. Now you see they're coming. Okay. And the next thing is, oh, no, I'm still on this path. The next thing is, I don't know how, but God's going to help me. No worries. I hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helps us be able to remember this. And when He puts us, these are tests that He brings our way. God is in charge. When it says, هَذَا مَا وَعَدَنَا اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ, God promised it. It's His system. That's why He makes these promises. I made it in this way. He says multiple times in the Quran, when I send prophets, I make the shayateen within His people to go against Him. That whole setup is God's setup. He knows what He's doing. He knows what system He's created. He's telling you. He's going, you, in Surah Al-Ankabut, Alif Lam Mim, أَحَسِبَ النَّاسِ أَن يُتْرَكُوا أَن يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ. That is related to this. Do people think that they will be left alone? As soon as they say, we believe, that's it. God says, okay, you say you believe, you're done for. Now it's all smooth sailing. No, وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ. You're not going to be tested. These are the tests. You say you believe, fine. I'm going to test you with what? هَذَمَا وَعَدَنَا اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. Enemies, human enemies are going to come your way. And they're going to use various tactics. There will be wars. Sometimes people consider the attacks made against the Islamic Republic, the sanctions against the Islamic Republic, the attacks against the other countries related to the Muqawama, like Lebanon, Hezbollah, like Syria, like Yemen, like Iraq, the believers in Iraq, Hashd al-Sha'bi, they think these attacks that the West is making towards them are signs that they should be changing their ways. According to the Quran, those are signs that what they're doing is right. According to the Quran, when the West, which are the enemies of Islam, I don't know why we don't get this straight. The US government is an enemy of Islam. The British government is a clear enemy of Islam. The French government is a clear enemy of Islam. The Canadian government, as much as these cool Canadians want to believe otherwise, no, the liberalism conflicts with Islam. Your liberal rulers and your conservative rulers, whichever party, that whole establishment is an enemy of Islam. If you don't think so, you didn't read the Quran right. All these Western governments are enemies of Islam. When they start putting sanctions on Muslimin, on Muslim countries, when they start arming the enemies of those countries, the correct establishments like Ansarullah in Yemen, when they start arming Al-Qaeda, when they start arming ISIS, they start training Jabhat al-Nusra, what they call the opposition in Syria, when they do all of that, these are the enemies of Islam doing that. Well, هَذَمَا وَعَدَنَا اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. This is what God had promised. This is what's going to come your way if you're on this path. So those are signs. When Israel attacks Lebanon, that's a sign that what Hezbollah is doing is right. When the Zionists attack Gaza, or they attack the Palestinians in the West Bank, that's a sign what they're doing is right. Because God's promise is, if you tread this path, you will have fitan that will come your way. I will send them your way. In the form of kuffar, which is what we're focusing on, sometimes in the form of munafiqun. That's also mentioned in the Holy Quran. We hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides us, guides our minds, guides our hearts, prepares us. When He puts us through these, He also guides our hearts. Strengthen, gives us that strength to stand and say, هَذَمَا وَعَدَنَا اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. وصدق الله ورسوله. This is what they say. This is the promise of God, and what God said and His messenger said are true. وما زادهم إلا إيمانا وتسليما. If I remember that last part correctly, nothing increases in them. No fear increase. No, the only thing that increases in them is iman and faith. We hope that Allah Subhanahu wa Taala blesses us with that.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karimun Adi Alimun Halim Hakimun Mati. شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صلوا عليه.